preacher, we pray for us.
Heavenly Father, we ask you.
God, I thank you for the day. God, I ask you, Lord, to help us this evening, Lord. God, I thank you for saving myself. God, I ask you, Lord, to help me this evening, God. I ask you, Lord, to let the Holy Ghost blow through here one more time. God, help us. I'm so unworthy, God. God, I ask you, Lord, to help us. If you turn with me to the book of 2 Peter, we'll be reading in verse number chapter 1, verse number 3. Hey. Unworthy is the only thing I can say, I guess. Hey. Before I read the text, I guess I just started at the beginning when I got saved when I was 7 years old. Oh, hey. I remember like it was yesterday. I mean, seems so long ago now, but I remember I was at Vacation Bible School, and the only thing I can remember was, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. I remember that verse. We started that verse at the beginning of the week, and by Thursday night, I couldn't take it no more. I remember they had an altar call, and I said, I got to go. And there that night, Jesus saved my soul. And then He goes on. And when I was 15 years old, the Lord called me to preach. And I've run since then. I've ran and I've ran. I'm just giving my testimony tonight, and I'll get out of the way. Hopefully it won't take too long. But I've ran and I've ran. I've drug the Lord's name through the mud. I've drug my testimony through the mud. I've done everything that you could ever imagine for God not to love me. And I've sat here and I've just pushed it off. And I've thought, why? I kept pushing it off, Brother Kevin. Kept pushing it off.
Go ahead.
Kept pushing it off and kept pushing it off. I kept fighting. I kept running. I kept doing everything that I could not to do it. And then the Lord said, you've got to. And then I've struggled with a long time for how. How? 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 First Peter, or Second Peter, chapter 1, verse number 3 says, according as His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue.
Right.
John Phillips wrote in one of his commentaries, said, that's it. Everything depends upon Him. We need not to entertain doubts.
Right.
We don't need to doubt what God has.
Right.
To me, I feel like I can't touch anyone. I'll just be honest with you.
Right.
With everything that I've done in my life, I feel like I can't touch anyone. With everything that I've pushed God off, and I've just drug His name through the mud, and I just don't understand how.
Go ahead.
But God said there is no doubt. I got to thinking about how... Why would he let me come back? Why would he want me to still do this?
Go ahead, brother.
Romans 11:29 says, for the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. And he says in 2 Timothy 1:9, it says, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before the world began.
Right.
So that right there told me that before I was even born, God knew exactly what I was going to do. He knew exactly where I was going to go. He knew exactly that what I was going to do. But yet that He seen fit that I would be good enough. Ain't that amazing?
That's amazing.
Ain't it amazing that the grace of God, that He knows where you've been before you've ever been there. He knows where you're going to go before you ever go there. He sees you exactly where you're sitting tonight, friend. So I got 3 points. I'm not going to stay up here too long. I'm just going to hurry up and get out of the way.
Thank God. Thank God.
The calling. I had the calling. I had the mess. But then I had the grace and the mercy.
Right.
Over there in Ephesians chapter number 2 and verse number 4 says, "But God, who is rich in mercy, for His great love wherewith He loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses and sin, quicken us together with Christ. By grace are you saved."
Yes.
Aren't you glad He's rich tonight?
Yes.
Aren't you glad that no matter what, like there's a God that you can come to.
Yep.
There's a God that you can fall down in your face.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. I'm going to have to
get. Thank God. Praise God.
Can't breathe. You can laugh. Praise God. But aren't you glad tonight that there's grace and there's mercy when we don't need it? I heard a preacher preach a message one time. He was talking about the accountant. He was talking about in this. He said he's talking about his riches. Aren't you glad that he looked over to the accountant? He said, how much mercy does he have? He turned around and looked at him and said, "There's so much I can't contain it. There's so much that the bank don't can't contain it tonight."
Yeah.
If it wasn't for His mercy, where would I be?
Right.
If it wasn't for His grace, where would I be?
Right.
I've got just a few more things and I'll get out of the way. Hebrews chapter number 3. So we see that I had the calling. I made a mess of the calling. Made a mess of my testimony. Made the mess of everything that the Lord had given me. But I had the grace and the mercy. And you have the grace and mercy tonight. So if nothing else tonight, I hope that if there's one thing you can take out of this, is that God can still use you too. So here's the last thing that I'm going to give you. It says in Hebrews chapter number 3, and we'll start reading in verse number 7. It says, "Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith today, if ye hear His voice, harden not your hearts. In the provocation, in the days of temptation, in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works 40 years. Wherefore I was grieved that the generation said that they do always err in their hearts, in their heart, and they have not known my ways. So I swear in my wrath they shall not enter into my rest. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin."
That's right.
So tonight, the only thing I can say to you is don't harden your hearts.
Right.
I hardened mine for a long time, but I can remember. We were sitting back there during the, I don't see Casey anywhere. She must be in the nursery, it's okay. I remember I was sitting right back there when, I forget his name, not McBride, the other preacher that was preaching. What was his name? Brother Andy Locker. He was sitting back there and he was preaching, and the Lord really got a hold of me. He'd been getting a hold of me for a while, but He really got a hold of me.
Yeah.
And the first thing that came to my mind was Leah. I'm not saying that my preaching is going to save her. I could care less about that.
Go ahead, brother.
But if she doesn't have a dad who's fearing God,
yeah.
What's going to happen?
Yeah.
If she sees a dad that just goes to church on Sunday morning,
go ahead.
But then lives other ways other times,
right.
What's going to happen?
Right.
What is she going to go?
Right.
Then I got to thinking about all the younger people that's in the church.
Yeah.
Whether you believe it or not, there's someone that's looking up to you. Right. Praise God. There's someone that's going to be looking up to you. There's someone that's watching you. So harden not your heart tonight.
Right.
I don't know what the Lord is. I don't know if it's just singing. I don't know if it's just raising your hand. I don't know if it's just testifying.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's just witnessing.
Yeah, brother.
Harden not your heart.
Right.
It's all worth it. I'm done, preachers.
Hey.